Reb Shalom Shachna of Prohovich, who was the father of Reb Yisrael of Ruzhin and the grandson of the Mezutra Magid, was very, very close with the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya. He was a student of his, but also felt himself connected to the Alter Rebbe with his whole heart and soul, with a very deep connection. To the extent that when the Alter Rebbe was taken to jail by the Russian government on charges of high treason, this Reb Shalom actually became physically sick. He became so worried and totally upset about this and the threat to his Rebbe's life that he actually became physically sick, to the extent that the doctor said that they didn't know how they could help him. And it was a real sakana, it was a danger to his life. And then all of a sudden, one fine Tuesday, this Reb Shalom, who was deathly ill, jumped out of bed and started dancing, and said, "The Rav is a race from Tfisa." The Rav, who the Alter Rebbe was known as the Rav because of his Shulchan Aruch, that he wrote the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch that all the Hasidim used. He said, "The Rav, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, is out of prison." And he started dancing. And all those around him asked him, "How did you know?" I mean, there was no texts back then or updates or even telephone. How did he know? He just said he just jumped up and started dancing and said that the Alter Rebbe got out of jail. They said to him, "How do you know?" So he responded as follows. He said that in the Holy Zohar, in Parshas Noach, after the story of the rainbow, after the flood, the Zohar teaches that the rainbow, this special rainbow, not just any rainbow, but a very special rainbow, is going to be shining in the world when Mashiach comes. Some kind of special light, some kind of special rainbow will shine in the world when Mashiach comes. And Reb Shalom said, "I see that light now shining. I see it, that rainbow, that special rainbow is shining right now in the world. And yet I see Mashiach's not here yet. Must be that there's something tantamount, something happened in the world that is some kind of taste of the messianic redemption. And the only thing I could think of that would be equal to that is that the Alter Rebbe got out of jail." And he did. That was the Tuesday of the 19th of Kislev, the day that the Alter Rebbe got out of jail. That's the famous anecdote that's told over about this Reb Shalom. The question, however, is that we have to ask is, of course, we understand if something happens to any Jew that a Jew gets saved from a tragedy or a travesty, it's a simcha, it's a joyous thing, it's a redemption. Especially how much more so if it's a tzaddik, a righteous person, of course, that's even more of a joy and a simcha. But what is it that the Alter Rebbe is getting out of jail that somehow is tantamount or a taste of the messianic revelation of Mashiach coming? What is it about the Alter Rebbe getting out of jail that brought that light, at least temporarily, to shine in the world to the extent that Reb Shalom saw it and literally got physically better from it? So the explanation is by understanding that the Alter Rebbe, out of all the other Hasidic leaders, was the one that was put in jail by those that opposed the Hasidic movement, because the Alter Rebbe had a very specific ideology, of specific shita, that was the most revolutionary in some ways than all the other Hasidic leaders, to the extent that he was the scapegoat, so to speak, that was put into jail, and to the extent that till today there's a certain antagonism to Chabad Hasidism, and to the extent that that's why when he got out of jail, that was some kind of taste to the messianic revelation. What was it that? What was the Alter Rebbe Shita? What was his ideology? So of course his ideology was the idea of Chabad. Chabad Hasidism. Now Chabad is an acronym that stands for Chochma Bina Vadas, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, which in our simple parlance that we would say means simply your mind. Using your mind. But what was the Alter Rebbe Shita about using the mind? All Jews always use our mind. That's what we're known for. You see, the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world the revelation of Chassidus, which we've learned about last week and we've spoken about many times, that Chassidus means the belief, the emuna, that Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing exists other than God, literally. To believe that the true unity of God means that nothing other than Hashem exists, and all of reality is just the ray of God's light, a revelation of the light of Hashem. And the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world this emuna to believe and to live with this true faith that really only Ne'er Hashem exists and we're always within Hashem and everything is the light of Hashem. That's the emuna, the faith that the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world, which is a taste of the Messianic redemption. Because when Mashiach comes, what is Mashiach? Mashiach is the redemption of reality when we will see that only Hashem exists and that all of reality is the light of Hashem. That's the faith, the emuna that the Baal Shem Tov, that all Hasidim have and that Hasid is brought to the world and stressed that all Jews have to live with this faith, with this emuna. But the Alter Rebbe's ideology was that it's not enough just to believe it. One has to understand it. That's what it means, Chabad. You have to, with your mind, be able to understand how the whole world is connected to Hashem. You have to learn Hasidic philosophy to understand when I'm looking at a tree in front of me, or my desk, or my car, or the person sitting right next to me. So I could believe, like the Baal Shem Tov said, I could have a emuna that everything is the light of Hashem. But the Alter Rebbe believed that that wasn't enough. The Alter Rebbe believed, and he also said that he got this from his teachers, from the Magid and the Baal Shem Tov, that the ultimate truth is to use your mind to understand it and be able to contemplate it with your mind, to be able to meditate with your mind, to have a consciousness and awareness that I could understand how from God's infinite light there came out this tree through a whole series of contractions, tzimtzum and spheres and all sorts of Kabbalistic ideas to understand how this tree came about and is now a finite revelation of God's light, and to also be able to understand how it's still one with God's infinite light, that it's still within Hashem's being, to be able to understand that. That's what Chabad is. That's what it means, Chabad. That was the ideology of Chabad. And for a human mind to be able to understand, appreciate, understand with logic, using logic, not just faith, but to be able to use mishalim, parables from things of this world, to be able to understand and perceive how everything in the world is connected to Hashem, that's a whole new level. That's a whole new level of redemption. That's messianic, because when Mashiach comes, we'll see it. We'll be able to see how every detail in the world, every object in the world, every person in the world is united with God's infinity. But to be able to now understand it, that's a taste of the light of Mashiach. And on the 19th of Kislev, when the Alter Rebbe was let out of jail, that means the permission was a gift given from above in Shamayim in heaven, that every Jewish man and woman should be able to now use their mind to be able to meditate on the truth of God's unity, to understand how everything in reality is united with God, and thereby bring about that rainbow of Mashiach's light to always be shining in the world.